Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Another beautiful day today. Ring it up. A 10 on the WOKV weather meter as temperatures reach the mid to upper 70s. There'll be a lot of sunshine. A cool start this morning, though not as cold as yesterday morning. And yes, I understand and realize that if you're a pollen sufferer, it's tough out there. But if not, folks, you can open up the windows. You can take a long walk. I'm going to take the dog for like an extra long walk today, as it's just going to be absolutely gorgeous if you don't have those pollen symptoms. As that oak pollen continues to bloom and spread northward now, and it'll be the big deal for the next 3 or 4 weeks. The good news is by the time we get to March, which is usually the peak of our pollen season, it'll be over with. So we've got that going for us. Temperatures tonight drop into the low to mid 50s and a partly sunny warm day tomorrow. There's a chance for an isolated afternoon shower as our humidity starts to increase, but most spots will have another dry day as we reach near 80 degrees. And then still tracking the strong cold front that's on track for Thursday night into early Friday. Ahead of that on Thursday, it'll be a breezy warm day. We'll jump into the low to mid 80s in the afternoon. A few showers will likely develop. A combination of the approaching front, but also the sea breeze and an upper level disturbance, although any shower activity during the afternoon does look to be pretty widely scattered yet for Thursday. And then widespread rain will occur overnight as the cold front moves in from the west. A few rumbles of thunder, a couple of thunderstorms along and ahead of the front. There'll be some heavy rainfall for a time, but because of the swift movement of this system overall, the amounts will likely be held in check, averaging about a third to three quarters of an inch across the area. An isolated spot or two may pick up an inch of rain, but most spots are going to be a little bit either way of about a half inch, but that's much needed moisture, and that's a nice rainfall, and everybody gets in on that. That's Thursday night into early Friday. And then once that system moves through, it'll be cold Friday. It's quite a change, but as like most cold fronts all fronts this season, this will not be a long-lasting pattern change. It will not be severe cold by any stretch of the imagination, and the recovery is going to be quick. The system bringing in the much chillier air and the rain Thursday night is part of a storm system that will bring some heavy snow to parts of Texas and Oklahoma over the next couple of days, and some icing too, and some really cold air to the middle part of the nation, but it will be lifting out to the northeast instead of coming more south and east, and that's why we don't get the real cold air, even though Friday's temperatures will be more than 20 degrees cooler than what we're going to experience Thursday. Highs will struggle just to get to around 60 on Friday, so it will be quite a change, but we will at least end the day the way it looks right now with some sunshine. That'll set us up for a cold Friday night. Could see a bit of light frost well inland, but not a widespread freeze, and then Saturday we'll start out the new weekend really very nice. A lot of sun, cool but pleasant in the mid to upper 60s, and early indications are even a little bit warmer by Sunday. And in fact, if we dust off the old First Alert crystal ball, middle and end of next week could be very warm yet again, as the pattern remains kind of locked in with the storm track to our north and west, the storminess, the most widespread storminess and coldest temperatures well to our north and west, and we stay in this unseasonable pattern. It's generally quite warm. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center, for 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.